Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Lil Mama, and I'm rocking with you on Hollywood and Friends, and you are listening to Hampton Blue Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. What it do? It's your boy Hollywood. And I'm not sure if Ari Baby's on right now, but we're waiting on MJ and Ms. Judy to get here. But it's Hollywood and Friends every Sunday at noon. Hashtag Hollywood and Friends. Before we get into the show, to get into what's hot in the blogs like we do every week, let's get into a song real quick while we wait for Ms. Judy and Venor. Let's get on. Let me see, what should we play? Let's play movie real quick, Stacey. Let's play movie. When we get back, we're going to have Ms. Judy and Venor talking about a bunch of things that's hot in the blog, like this Beyonce boot camp, Porn University. I don't know if you ever heard of that. Love and Hip Hop Hollywood and all the craziness that's going on over there, and a whole bunch more, what blows mine and all that. Let's get into movie, though. We'll be right back. Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio.
I'm making love like a movie.
Yeah. Turn it up a little bit and all of a sudden. Yeah. That's nice.
Right.
Rolling on the river. Can't you see I'm rolling? I'm rolling. I'm rolling on the river. Gotta do something new. Do something new today. Gotta do something new. Do something new today. Get up out of your skin and do something new today. Get up out of your skin and do something new today. The lingo, your son, my nigga, my dog. The music, more dance, less rap, I'm appalled. Begin, cash your check, everybody hit the mall. Now you all look alike, hit the net, debit your card. Every broad got Vicky on they draw. Do something different, agent provocateur. I show you how to start, I mean show you how to buy. Don't be a ball, come here, let me get you high. Do something new. Put away your sneakers, throw on a pair of shoes and look halfway decent. To be up in the game, you gotta lead the bleachers. Come on and follow me, huh? I could be a teacher. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling on the river. Can't you see I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling on the river. I gotta do something new. Alarm 4-6, open your eyes. Life ain't worth shit if you don't sacrifice. Take a chance, take a leap, get your slice of the pie. Go up 50,000 feet, then jump into the sky. Everybody dies, but not everybody lives. Some people get, some people give. Look into the mirror, now tell me who that is. Are you the type to watch it happen or the type to do the shit? Tell me, say, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. I'm rolling on the river. Can't you see I'm rolling? I'm rolling. I'm rolling on the river. Gotta do something new. Do something new today. Gotta do something new. Do something new today.
Come on.
Get up out of your skin and do something new today. Get up out of your skin.
See, I got a challenge for you. I want you to do something that you never, ever, ever did before today. Cause see, today's not yesterday. And tomorrow's not promised, as we all know. So I'm gonna need you to, you know, call KPM. Something new.
Yo, it's Hollywood and Friends. It's your boy Hollywood at I Am Hollywood. And we're going to have Venor with us in just a second, but I'm going to just kick things off. I'll be going through the blogs all the time. Like, I kind of live on the blogs. I particularly love reading, like, the comments on stories when I do come across certain things. And yo, you already know people are super duper reckless when it comes to a lot of these things on the blogs. I think they feel, because nobody knows who you are. You could just write whatever you want, hide behind a little hashtag, a little name, and like just talk so crazy. I often wonder, like, because for those of you who don't know, like, I make music, and I'm about to release a mixtape real soon. It's about to be mixed in the coming weeks. And I'm just looking forward to everybody hearing it. I feel like it's my best-ish out of everything that I've put out. So I'm looking forward for people to hear it. Sometime towards the end of this year it should be out. But I say that to say I'm kind of wondering if I would be that type of artist that would want to read the comments before people say about my stuff, when is that time? And I don't know, because it's like, I guess you got to kind of separate it and just kind of feel like, all right, these people are just trolling the internet. They ain't got nothing else better to do or whatever. So, and just not take it so personally. But then you kind of want the feedback. I don't know. It's kind of weird. But I don't know. But all right, let's get this thing started. I think we got Miss Judy. Do we?
Yo.
What's good?
What's good, nigga?
Yo, don't tell me you couldn't stay up, because I know you went out last night.
It's not even about last night.
What is it about?
It's about me not sleeping for the past couple of days.
Damn.
So I call myself just going up, going out. I was so tired. I hit somebody's car today.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's OD.
And I was sitting there at the side of the road trying to convince her that it was nothing.
Damn.
She didn't want to call the cops. Fucking bitch.
So wait, did she officially call the cops? You had to go through that whole process?
She was all right. My car was more scratched than hers. But both cars were good. Both cars were good. So
what happened? She took your insurance information? You gotta pay up?
Nah, she just was like, go ahead. She was
mad
because her rim was scratched. I said, if you call the cops for this, they're going to be like, Miss, for real.
But when you think about it, though, like, if you scratch, like, the paint or something, you hear people getting their paint fixed or whatever, but the...
Fine.
The rim, though, the rim is
It
like...
was fine. It was nothing wrong. Like, the scratches would be gone when she washes her car. That's how it is. That's what kind of scratches it was.
Wow. Dust.
Like, it was actually literally erasing with my thumb.
Damn.
I was like, look. Mm-hmm.
So about this night, though, how was it?
It was all right.
Your last night.
I forgot, what did I do?
You clearly didn't sleep the past few days.
Yeah, last night.
So what happened?
It was cool. It was fine. We went to two spots and stuff like that. Bumped into some people, told me some stuff. You know,
okay.
It was all right.
Okay.
But I do remember this guy did come up to me and tell me that he wanted to talk to me and how I need to know he had a big dick. That was kind of weird. Was like, that's what you're doing? That's what these kids are doing these days?
Right.
What these kids are doing these days? You know, it was all right. It was like with my girls. I ain't seen them for a minute. Yeah, there you go. But, we was all right. We was chilling.
All right, that's what's up. So, for those of you who tuning in, it's Hollywood and Friends, and we're about to get into, like, what's hot in the blogs, like, what is going on, what everybody's talking about, and you guys are welcome to join in. At any point, if you feel you want to say something, just press 1 and speak your mind. We also got what blows mind later on in the show, where you basically say that one thing that gets under your skin. So let's kick it off with Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
Yes.
Do you watch this?
Yes, I do. All
right, so I finally got to see it this week. I kind of caught up on it. I think, what, they like 3 episodes in or something?
About 3 or 4.
All right, cool. I see Vinod's here. Vinod, what up?
Yeah, it was good.
Was good. We're about to talk about this one particular storyline in Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, and it's not the one that I know a lot of people probably thinking that we're going to be talking about, but it's actually the dude Willie from Day 26 and his wife. I think her name is LaShonda or something like that. So
I
they moved from.
I thought we were going to talk about. Sorry, I thought we were going to talk about Nicki and Fizz fake ass relationship. That's what I thought we were going to talk about.
We could get into that. We could get into that too, but first. This guy, Willie, he moved from Chicago to L.A. He's from Day 26, but, you know, they broke up or whatever. So he moved out there, and he had a deal and all this, but the album is being shelved now. The money is kind of dwindling down. Backstory, he met his wife, I guess. I don't know if he met her in a strip club, but she come from that stripper life. So she know that's the quick fuck. She know that's easy money. She ain't got to worry about whether the album going to drop or not. She wants to go back to the strip club just for a temporary run to make a few dollars to get them back up to, you know, comfortable. Because otherwise they're going to have to move back to Chicago. Willie is obviously not with it. He like, nah, you're not going back to that life. So my question for you guys, would you give your spouse the okay to go make that quick buck, the easy money?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Vanilla, would you?
That's hard. That's a hard one. That's a hard one. And hold up, but Judy, you would be
well,
a
it's kind of different for me because I'm a woman.
Exactly.
So.
I love to say.
I hate stripper men.
I mean, there's male strippers. It could be her husband.
I can't
but I know Judy
stand
be
male
a stripper.
Strippers. I think they're so fucking disgusting. The way they
all right,
come,
so look, for
jump
you,
in your face, hope, putting their crotch hole in your face.
For you,
you
gotta
get
Benoit,
out of here with that shit.
Well, Benoit, answer for you, would you be the girl that go back to the strip club if you came from that life just to make the quick buck because you don't want to move back to Chicago?
Basically, I would not do what she gotta do.
So, Benoit, what you saying?
I mean, I don't know, man. I probably have to be in that situation.
You have to go with her to the club, you said?
I'd have to probably be in that position to know
Shorty,
what I do.
Shorty, I don't mind.
Right?
And it ain't your
own. No, but you know what, though? To be honest, if
don't
she
get that
it,
money.
If she was doing it already, I probably wouldn't even, if I met her like that,
yeah,
I probably wouldn't stop her from doing it.
But he said he been ain't one on that pole. So
that's why
it's
he, I guess
fuck
he,
for him. He said it's gonna
yeah.
fuck with him.
See, but nah,
he
I
go
can't
back.
Do that. Nah, for me, if I'm with somebody, I'ma be with them for who they are. I'm not gonna stop them from doing what they're doing when I meet them. I'm not gonna want them to do something different because the person I met is the reason why I met her and I like her like that. Because of the things she got going on with her now. So at the end of the day, I feel like I'd keep, you know, I'd allow her to keep doing what she's doing if that's the person that I love. So in that way, we differ, I guess. But, you know, I guess it'll just be different. I don't know. I don't know how comfortable I'd be with that.
Well, that's when you met her. So you mean to tell me the whole time that he was doing his thing with Diddy, she was out there dancing?
Probably.
These bitches are crazy.
So,
but they weren't together then?
Huh?
They weren't together in the Day 26 days?
Yeah, they was together. She said they was together for 13 years.
Oh, but she was stripping and he didn't like it.
Nope.
Yeah, I got a feeling that's probably how you met her.
Exactly.
Yeah, now he's bugging.
Can we talk about another relationship now?
Yeah, go ahead.
That little Brandy, honey, who do you think you is? First of all, you look stupid.
Yo,
what is you doing here?
Cool touch chihuahua. I'm like, wow.
What is you doing here? You and that is my friend, and I will not have that.
Yo, you sound just like.
Bitch, you will not have what? You can't even control your own man in your own fucking house. What are you doing? Go sit your little brandy big headed ass down. She looked like somebody could just fling.
Yo, what's funny is, not to take away from her gangster, because I don't know, she may just be the pop-off queen, but she is wild small. She is like probably like 50 pounds. It's crazy. But no, it's more than one storyline that I feel is like fake and made up, but I feel like her and her husband's storyline, it just don't seem like real.
It's like crazy corny.
I don't know.
First of all, I hate both of their teeth. Like,
both
of their teeth is crazy.
Damn.
Like, come on.
Right?
Like, they teeth look like they eat the spoon.
Yo, I'm done.
like they eat the bones of the chicken.
Yeah, I'm done.
Both of them. Let's talk about Nikki and Viz. Like, Nikki, baby, this is what you got to do to stay on the show storyline?
That's what I think,
Viz,
right?
Viz dirty looking ass? Come on, man. You couldn't actually get hooked up with somebody else? Viz? Him? Come on, man.
They've been hooking up from the first season, though.
Yeah, I know. But let me tell you, this is only season two, so it's not like it's been a long time. But let me tell you. Viz? I couldn't believe he said what he said when he was like, if I got good dick, it's not my fault. Nigga, you look like you got bad dick. You don't even look like you look like your dick is dirty. Like, you look
dirty.
Yo, that's
dirty. Crazy. How you just could look at somebody and say you look like you
look dirty. Your dick looks, you look like you got a dirty dick. Like, he looks like he just was sitting around smoking weed with his friends all damn day. Right? Don't he look like his fingertips is black from burning weed?
Oh, man.
Oh,
no
my
comment.
God.
Who else you want to talk about on Love & Hip Hop? Hollywood.
Who else is there? All right, we're going to talk about Milan and whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah. Milan and, dang, what is the other dude's name?
First of all, Milan, like, all right, it's not a big deal. You know, it was a gay couple on Love & Hip Hop. All right, fine. At first, I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on? They going to lose mad viewers doing this. You know, whatever. It's not my money.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. But, you know, Milan and Miles. That's
Miles.
Two fine ass brothers. You know what I mean? So what? They're gay. Okay, fine. Get over it. You know what I mean? Whatever floats your boat. But Milan, you little black motherfucker, who gives you the right? Who gives you the right to sit here and tell this man? I understand you love him, you want to be with him and everything like that, but who the fuck gives you the right to say, well, if you don't tell her, I will? Motherfucker.
Yeah, that was kind of a violation.
That's not your place to tell people what I feel that I'm not ready to say. It's not your place. And I feel like he's wrong pressuring this man to do this the way he wants on his time. It's not right. No, that's not right at all. So, saying that, I feel so sorry for Miles. I feel extremely sorry for Amber because she wants to be with this man and she has no idea what's to come.
But what I feel
he's
about
he's telling her,
Amber,
let's go to therapy. And she thinking she going to work
right,
on
right,
her
right.
relationship. And it don't even happen like that. It's not even
but
going down like that.
I don't
like
know
that.
If it's just me, but I feel like I feel like it's true that he was, like, on the low and, like, his whole family and all that didn't know. But it's something about the Amber situation. I feel like that's just, like, an act to spice it up for Love & Hip Hop that this guy's with this girl or she wants to be with him so bad, but he's really on the deal with this dude. Like, I don't know. It's something about... When she's doing her, like, confessionals and shit, it just don't seem believable. I feel like she's, like, just acting.
First of all,
I don't know. That's just
I thought
me.
Amber was really a man. And just because I thought Amber was a man, that just goes to show that she got manly features. That goes to show that this nigga is gay. Because the only reason you was with this girl is because she looked like a man.
Damn.
So, well. But, she said something that was very gay of him, but she was like, yeah, I used to be on his arm. He used to show me off. He turned me into his Barbie, and I turned him into my Ken. There you go, right there. He turned you into his Barbie. Bitch, you ain't know.
Sheesh. Love and Hip Hop every Monday night at what is it, like 9 o'clock? So tomorrow's episode is where the guy's gonna basically tell his family, and they kind of lose it and say like, "What about God? You're just gonna throw God out the window and all that." So it's
right.
Tomorrow is like where he actually tells his whole family or whatever. So.
And there's gonna be like an after episode of Out in Hip Hop. It's supposed to be coming. It's gonna be like a big thing. It's supposed to come on after the show, maybe. I think after Black Ink, I'm not sure. One of the two. Something like that or whatever. But you know, another thing I wanted to talk about was Tiara Marie.
Okay.
When this girl calls her a fat hippopotamus. Well, honey, I know you was skinny. No shade, because Princess Zoo got a nice big ass. She got a nice shape and everything like that. Yeah, she's bad. But I was just, look, it's about time somebody told Tiara that she's fat, because she, honey,
no.
Tiara looked like she stink, honey.
Damn, Judy.
She looked like a damn stuffed potato, Tiara, and then she made me so mad with that makeup. Those little tiny skinny lips. She looked like she can't even breathe. She looked like she got a waist trainer on, and she is tired of holding that fucking stomach in. Oh, God, but I was just tired, you know? But I'm so glad they told her she was fat, because, girl, you fat. You should have saw yourself on TV last season and did something about it.
Oh,
girl, Ray J don't want you no more. Stop it.
Man. Miss Judy, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Judy.
You look like stink.
Listen, I really got little to say about this whole thing, because I definitely don't even watch this show. I don't even know what's going on. I'm talking all these.
Sound like foreign language.
So, yeah, I'm learning about the show right now.
Right now. Oh, man, there's a lot happening. That's all I'm going to say. But let's get it. Move on to the next thing. I don't know if you guys heard of this, but Porn University.
Porn?
Porn University. It's going to be for aspiring adult film performers. Is being held by an Italian porn actor. His name is Italian Stallion. And he's going to basically show people how to, different techniques and how to look believable on screen as a porn star. I don't know. I guess after a while, what you're doing is so much, you kind of become like whatever to it, because I feel like how do you have to be believable when you're just having sex on camera? But I guess they be just faking it just to make it look good. So
listen,
what you guys think of Porn University?
Porn University. So basically what? It's to show people how to act on camera while they're doing it?
Yeah.
Do they give out financial aid for that?
Right.
Because I see that's a waste of damn time.
It's a legitimate business, right?
Well, if that's the case, then a lot of people, a lot of these celebrities need to go to porn university, because these sex tapes dry as a motherfucker.
Word. Dry.
Yeah.
Dirt. Desert dry. But Noah, what you think? Porn university?
Oh, I think it's a cool idea. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to think about it like this. Everybody, you know, watches porn.
Right.
Some people are less than others. And some people actually care about a storyline. I've never been one of those people. Actually, maybe when I was in high school, I used to watch the storyline. But I had to watch it in high school because, you know, remember when Spice was out?
Yeah.
You gotta watch?
Like, Spice was out and you had to go to Channel 65.
This nigga remember the channel.
Right, and then the cable box wasn't working, so you had to wait for the purple, and it was like a... Anyway, all I'm saying is, the storyline wasn't always interesting. So, you know, maybe this could change that. You never know.
We might get
A-list movies.
To be honest, these days niggas ain't even doing no storyline. It's like just soon as you right. press play, it's ah, like instant. Ain't no story, nothing.
Did someone so, order a pizza?
Right.
And then it's just like,
I'm here to fix your bike. Like, get out of here, what are you doing?
Like, damn, you ain't even getting no money yet.
Get out of here.
Speaking of classes, though, and learning, how about a Beyonce boot camp? Her pops, Matthew Knowles, is hosting the Beyonce boot camp. And for $199, you too can probably
wow,
be Beyonce.
Lot. I just listened to the commercial. I mean, not the commercial. I listened to this interview the other day. He said it's not a Beyonce boot camp. It's not $199.
So what
he
is it?
He said it's basically a seminar showing people how to become famous.
And how much is this seminar?
$1,500.
Wait, what? That's even worse.
Okay. No, that's better. You got to think about it like this.
He said he's not trying to show people how to be Beyonce because, look, you already got a Beyonce.
Right. And that probably won't happen.
How to be famous yourself.
Right.
How to make it. How to make it in the business.
Right.
How to break into the business or whatever.
Right.
But, jeez, $1,500?
$1,500.
How much is
they better hit the library?
Nah, some people don't have. It's certain things you can't be taught.
Well, he basically said that's how he became rich, because you know he said when you know he was managing Beyonce and them when he was about 8 years old, you know, and they lost that star. Remember that
Star Search? Yeah.
A girl's time thing that she had on her album. He said basically, after he lost that, he just wanted to do network, and you know he went to seminars and he actually learned something from them. So he felt like he wanted to give that back, but he's not giving nothing back. He's just selling it back, honey.
Well, this thing is taking place this week, October 24th. In Houston, Texas, for all you aspirees out there. But for those of you who can't get to Texas, you might be interested in this particular opportunity. Kelly Rowland, she's actually doing a new reality show called Chasing Destiny. Just think like making a band or whatever. So it's going to be her on BET, and she's looking to form the next best female supergroup. So she's looking for singers, got to be female, and she wants you to send links of you singing and all that to btsingercasting@gmail.com and a bunch of other stuff. If you just Google, actually go on facebook.com/HollywoodAndFriends, and you'll see it. You just got to be 18 and up and be able to sing and dance, I guess, or not, because a lot of these girls in the singing groups probably can't really sing, but be a part of the next Destiny's Child, possibly.
Yeah. There's not going to be another Destiny's Child. We already got one. Basically.
Yo, Netflix and chill is going to a whole new level. I don't know if you guys heard of this, but they got a switch. It's not even a switch, it's a button. And it basically, at the press of this button, is going to dim your lights. It's going to start your Netflix. It's going to silence your phone.
Wow.
You can even program it to order food. And it's all at the push of a button. And I'm not lying. And I'm not exaggerating.
So you could literally set your room to Netflix and chill mode.
Yes.
That's dope.
With one button.
But niggas been Netflix and chilling for the past... Yeah, like for how long? Like our That's whole cool. life. Before we was Netflix and chilling, what was right. it?
It was DVD and chilling.
Right. Before DVD and chill, what was we doing?
VHS and chilling.
We was Blockbuster and chilling.
Oh, you
right, right, right. Blockbuster video.
So, and then before that, we was Video Store and chilling. So,
well,
you
remember
know.
The video
niggas
store?
Remember we used to go to the remember we used to go to the video store
yeah.
every single day?
Yo, remember they had the curtain to separate the X-rated section?
The pornos. They didn't even have a real curtain. They had the old VHS strings hanging down. If you look close enough, you could see the porno through that.
Right. And you used to just sneak in there to kind of get a glimpse. That was like the big deal.
Go in there and come back out. Yo, H, I learned a new style. I know. Come out, yo, H. I was in there. I was back there. I learned a new position. I seen it.
Horny.
I seen it.
Yo, I won't even front, though. I kind of felt like the man the first time I was able to go back there.
Right? It's kind of
like. For real.
Like that nigga, like,
Right, like I'm grown now.
Right. But, yo, this Switch, though, they kind of making you work for it. It's not just something you can buy, even though you probably ultimately eventually could buy it, but they actually showing you how you can make it yourself. So they like, you want to do this, you got to work for it. Put your brain
like
to work.
It's like a clap
on.
Basically,
yeah.
It's like a clap on.
So they tell you the tools you need and how to build it. And you just go to makeit.netflix.com and make your own Switch. Can you imagine though, walking into the crib and this person just pressed this button that they just got sitting on their table and just like the fuck?
Netflix and chill.
Netflix start.
If I'm talking to a chick and she got that shit in her room, I don't even know if I want to stay there.
You know,
yo,
you're not the only one.
I was about to say that. You're not the only one.
I'm
about to be like, yo, bitch, you a hoe. I'm out of here. Chill. You got your Netflix? Chill.
Now
I'm
chill.
Out.
Right. Now chill. That's
I'm out. This hoe. This scumbag. She thinking she doing something more. He thinking they doing something. Yeah, babe gonna love this. Babe, come over. Flick the switch.
Look at the flick of the switch.
This fucking hoe.
Next thing you know, you pregnant.
Yo, where is it? Was that whole Netflix and chill category real?
I haven't been on since I heard that, but apparently I need to check my Netflix.
Cause I don't think so.
You check?
Yeah, I checked it. Now I ain't see it. Nah, but look, when I went up there though one day, it said something like, I think the logo or the motto, whatever it said, watch Netflix and chill. Or watch movies and chill, or something like that. I was like, are you serious?
It's probably a different name for it or something. They probably,
that's
for
crazy,
like legal reasons, can't say Netflix and chill or whatever, even though it's their name in this. Because even on this Switch thing, when you look at the site, nowhere on here do it say Netflix and chill. It say turn on Netflix, dim the lights, kick back and relax, aka Netflix and chill.
Wow.
So I don't know.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
I was about to go someplace else with it. But
you like
what?
I was about to go someplace else with it, but I don't know if I want to get political right now.
Don't. Please don't. I'm sitting here laughing because this little girl, random. This little girl, she, her goldfish died. And she was, you know, typical, doing a funeral for the having a funeral for the goldfish. And at the funeral for the goldfish, which was in the toilet, she was singing Fetty Wap. Crying. Like, I'm like, yeah, she's fine. What's the wish? It'll be fine. Crying, singing that song to the goldfish at the goldfish funeral. I'm sorry.
She probably sound like him too.
OD. Cause he sound like he crying?
She was crying. The goldfish is dead. It's over.
Sheesh.
Anyway.
Yo.
Back
you
to
guys,
Hollywood and Friends.
Watch Question Show. on World Star Hip Hop?
Questions? No, actually,
questions,
I don't.
Show. All right, so good. You're the perfect candidate. But no, do you watch this?
Yeah.
All right, so don't say nothing. Don't help her. But I want to ask you something, because this question show be having me dead, dying, on the floor. It never fails. And he basically go around randomly in the streets asking people questions, questions that you think you should know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this one that stumps everybody, I'm going to ask you. If Y-E-S spells yes, what does E-Y-E-S spell?
If Y-E-S spells yes. E-Y-E-S. Yes, baby.
No.
Oh, look.
Are you serious? Or are you joking?
I'm serious.
All right, Judy, listen. Right, listen. If Y-E-S.
No, yes. I know it what it means. I know what it
means. E-Y-E-S.
Yeah.
I feel like you're joking. I feel like you're
playing. I know what the hell it means. Eyes, I know.
Okay.
That's why I'm dying.
Yo. Yo, that should be having me dead, because everybody be like, yes?
Right.
Yes? It's like, what do you want me to say? Yes? Like, no, nigga, it's not yes. What the fuck are you talking about?
Nah, but you know what
yes,
it is, though?
Yes, baby.
It's the pressure. It's the pressure.
And,
you have to
and it's
face.
A mind trick. It's a
yeah.
Jedi
mm-hmm.
mind trick. Where you saying the whole of Y-E-S in the beginning, so they automatically thinking yes. And then you just, niggas be really saying E-S, E-S. Like, what the fuck is an E-S? Yo, another one, though, is what's heavier, a pound of rocks or a pound of cotton?
Nothing, neither. They both were fucking pounds. All
right. Yo, okay. This one lady on there, she was standing the dude down. She was like, ain't no pound of cotton heavier than a damn pound of rocks.
He went in.
She's like, one is light heavy, one is dark heavy. I mean, heavy, heavy. Like,
what?
Light heavy and one is heavy, heavy.
It's light heavy and one is heavy, heavy.
Yes, stupid bitch.
She really wanted that $100, though. But no, what's another question they be asking? Because I'm drawing a blank right now.
Oh, Judy. All right, here's one for you, right? It's math. So get ready. If a dozen donuts cost 12 cents, how much does 100 donuts cost?
$1.
Yo, you watch the show. You watch
no,
the
I
show.
No, I don't. I'm not even home tonight.
You...
I'm just smart, nigga. That's it. It's over. I'm smart. That's it.
Nah, I'll give you your credit. But yo, if you have not seen this show, you gotta see it. Just Google on YouTube, actually, Questions Show from World Star Hip Hop. Yo, this shit will have you dying, laughing. He asked this girl, what's the capital of New York? This chick said, Washington, D.C.
Oh my god.
She was so sure. He asked her like 3 times. But the funniest shit is when dude, even when they get it wrong sometimes, you be like, all right, why you ain't just say that from the beginning?
Like,
right. Oh, my God.
You can't say that thing. Yo. Crazy. Yo, would you guys work for free?
And, would I work for free?
A corporation.
No, it depends.
So,
it depends.
Urban Outfitters.
Oh, I heard about that. That's ludicrous.
They're asking their salaried employees, not the hourly guys, the salaried employees to work for free on the weekends, calling it a
wow.
good team building exercise.
A what?
A good team building exercise. They want them to come in and help to fill online orders, picking the stuff from the floor when somebody order it and packages.
Basically,
and
what Google
and
Express
sending it
was
out.
Doing.
Yeah, exactly.
For free.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
It's ludicrous. Y'all say hell no.
No. Hell no. No. No.
Hell no.
No, no. Hell no. Not doing it. No, I'm not
hell
working
no.
for free.
To the no, no. Especially
am
for
I gonna
a company
get anything out of this for
size.
Being am I gonna get anything out of this for being
a
you know for
right,
being
right, right.
a team player?
A free do outfit
I
or something?
Do I benefit from this? Do I benefit from this in the long run? I mean,
right.
if you're telling me I could get at least a free something at the end of, and when I say a free something, I don't mean no bullshit, at the end of the week, okay. But then they would have to do that for all of the employees, right? So why don't
right.
these big head motherfuckers come down from corporate and work for free? Y'all get salaries too.
Right. No. Yo, one last thing before we get into what blows mine. Is the Yeezys season 2 clothes came out.
Right, but hold on.
And real
before
quick,
into that,
I was just
I'm
about
sorry.
To say that.
Y'all want to let anybody know if they're listening and they want to call in or they want to chime in on anything that we're saying, just press the number 1. If anybody
don't
listening online, the number to call is 646-716-8544.
Yo, that just remind me real quick before I get into that last thing. I was in the barbershop yesterday, and one thing actually, no, that's gonna be what blows my. Let's get into this Yeezy season 2, right? So Yeezy premiered his line at Fashion Week, and first of all, what y'all think of the line, Miss Judy? What you think?
First of all, I think it's a whole bunch of hand-me-downs. Now.
Well.
I think that all we gotta do is go back and look for our hand-me-downs from the people that we gave them to and get them back and put them on. That's it. That don't make no sense to be paying
stretch
for something
the
that,
out
I can,
a little bit.
That looks like yeah, that looks like I had a fight in.
Wow.
And a lot of people would be saying it's true. I seen a meme on Instagram and it said, you know, I was walking down the street and this man tried to ask me for some money and I looked at him like he was crazy because he had on Yeezy season 2 that rich nigga tried to get me basically
nah.
This nigga was a bum
nah.
They, like at the end of the day it'll make no sense. Did you see
damn,
what
he ruined
say?
It. He messing it up for the homeless guy. Can't even get
yeah.
money.
Yeah,
niggas
clothes look like they
Yeezy.
Stink
nah,
that's the clothes
crazy.
Look like they come with the rank smell. Do you know that rank smell when you don't wash your when you wash your clothes and it don't dry
that
good?
That mildew.
That's what it looked like. That mildew, like it smelled like mildew.
Oh,
that's gonna
no.
be his new cologne. That mildew smell.
Oh, dear. Well, if you don't like how they look, you're definitely not gonna like these prices. I'm talking about $500 for a tank top.
Wow.
Like,
it don't make no
I'm pulling
sense.
Up the full list now, but like $1,000 for like a jacket. But I'm like, bruh. I don't know. I mean, I know there's a market out there. I know there's people out there who can actually
right.
afford it and would buy it, but sheesh. What about the fans? Because most of the fans who love Yeezus and I love Kanye can't afford that shit. Because they who you
don't make no
selling
sense.
To?
Yeah, who
as an artist,
bum-
I would think you would make. I would think you're making your clothes for your fans. But
that's bum rock.
Bum rock. All I want is the sneakers, really. Honestly, that's all I want, but I can't get them shits because they just so limited.
I wonder how much them stocking caps cost.
Stocking caps?
Because the girls have no stocking caps, so I wonder how much
oh,
that
yeah,
costs.
You're right.
They not for sale, Judy.
They probably
right,
like
$200. Right. Not for sale.
They probably like $200, right?
It's not for sale.
Yo. Let me look at the cheapest thing I see on this list. Hold on. Let me just scroll real quick. The cheapest thing I see is a tank top, a jersey tank top for $160. That's the cheapest thing. $160 for a jersey tank top. Sheesh.
And how much is it?
$160 for the jersey tank top. Let me scroll real quick to see what's the most expensive. Right now, I see a long fur coat for $3,060.
Right.
A long Sherlin for $4,000.
We ain't got to worry about that. You know what? He just did something, and we not even realize what he doing.
Right.
Basically, he's selling this bum rock to rich people.
Exactly.
Right?
It's going to make them look stupid.
So he wants the rich people to look like bums. He wants the rich people to look like what we look like, basically.
And make
he
them pay
like,
for
all
it.
Right, they already look like bums. They know how to get that. Let me sell it to the rich people. He just want everybody to look the fucking same. Because ain't nobody buying that. Buy Kanye. Buy. Ain't nobody even buying that. I ain't want to get those people for him. Nobody ain't buying that. Kanye, go buy. Nobody.
How you just have a change of heart in like 5 seconds?
I
was with you too, Judy, for a little bit. Like I was like, damn, like you trying to
we
do something.
We were all rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Yo.
Bye, Kanye, because you tried so hard to get into the fashion industry, and now that you got there, you do this. How is this what you do, Kanye? We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yo, real quick.
No more.
Fast shots to Stacey, though. That's why you make the big bucks. She just reminded me of the biggest story of the week that I wanted to talk about, and I completely forgot about the shit. It's crazy. But Lamar Odom.
Right.
And this guy, he went to a brothel in Vegas, and he was there for a few days. I heard he spent like $75,000 on like two hookers.
Right.
And, they told him like no drugs and all that, but you know Lamar allegedly has this history of like doing drugs and shit. So they found him unconscious, like stuff coming out his nose and his mouth, like. Rushed him to the hospital, and he was in intensive care. The latest report was saying that he was improving, that he opened his eyes and like said something. But the biggest shocker to me was the fact that Chloe rushed to his side immediately. As soon as she found out that he was found this way and rushed to the hospital, she hopped on that private jet and was there. I thought that was pretty dope.
Still her husband, right?
It technically is still her husband. And what they're saying, it was a mix of Viagra and was it coke?
No, they said it was herbal Viagra. He took 10 of them. That's what they're saying.
And it was mixed
with
something else.
There's so many different stories. Well, I don't know. They said that I think they did say he had some coke in his system or something like that. But when they first broke news, they said that he didn't have anything in his system as far as drug-wise besides that Viagra.
My question, though, like, is it just that I'm about to have so much sex that I need Viagra? Because you're like...
Kendo?
He's like 30. I mean, he's not 30, but you know, you when you think Viagra, you think 60-year-old men who can't get it up no more. No.
But then again, we're talking about somebody who has been driven to this through the Kardashians. They ruin everybody's life that they mess with. I feel so sorry for Tyga. At the end of the day, Khloe drove him to that. He was a decent guy growing up from Queens. He was doing good. At
you
the
see,
end of the day,
actually,
he needed that Viagra from all the drugs.
Because you know what?
To get away from, what?
First off, I just want to say real quick, because this is about to go into my what blows mind, because that's what I was going to mention. But real quick, a listener said he took the Viagra because he wanted the girls around the clock. Like, I guess he wanted to bang, 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 bang. At all times of the day.
I feel like he took the Viagra because he can't get his dick up no more because of the drugs. The drugs.
Could be.
You know, and he can't. He's taking the drugs because he's trying to escape the harsh reality of what his life has become. So at the end of the day, it's just like a cycle. It's like a chain reaction.
Yo, let's get, Stacey, let's get that theme music on What Blows My Poppin'. We got to continue this into that because this is exactly what I'm talking about. Let's get that theme music going.
Hey.
646-716-8544.
Hey.
Let us know what blows your... Everybody shut up. What blows mine? Hashtag what blows mine. We basically do this every day. So you basically tell us what blows yours, what gets under your skin. Press 1 if you're on the line already, or call us up 646-716-8544. But let's just continue with this what blows mine, because like I was saying, I was in the barbershop yesterday. One thing that blows mine is when I'm getting a haircut, and particularly I might be in a rush, and it never fails, the barbers always gotta have a debate. It's like barbershop 101. You gotta have some kind of debate in the shop, and the barber keeps stopping. You half hair on, half hair off. He walking all the way outside with the clippers like, nah, son, nah.
Nah.
Like, bruh, I gotta go.
So you have the same barber that you've been having for years?
Yeah.
He's known for that. He's a shit talker. I know who he is. He's a shit talker. I can't stand him sometimes. He get on my nerves. He's a cool dude, but, you know.
So niggas walking outside with the clippers like, nah, son. But the debate yesterday was about this one guy was in there. And he was basically saying that the Kardashians drove Lamar to drugs. And I'm like, nah. How you going to say they drove him to drugs? Lamar been doing drugs, allegedly.
They drove them. Every man that would come a part of them, their lives,
nah,
has turned into something else.
Nah.
Look at Bruce.
You trying to tell me the Kardashians turned Bruce Jenner into Caitlyn?
Bruce,
that nigga been Caitlyn since he was like 9. Actually,
Bruce,
he said.
Bruce turned into one of them. He turned into a mean girl.
A mean girl.
So Bruce turned into one of them.
Yo.
And nobody can tell me
different. Y'all cannot say the Kardashians made this man a cocaine.
All right.
Scott been drinking.
Scott. Yeah, and Scott been with Courtney. Look at Rob, their son, her son, Chris's
own made
son.
Rob eat all his food and get fat.
Yes, because he was son. Tired of their asses, so he went into an eating depression. Next, who else? Who's next? Every man. Look at Ray J.
Agree.
Ray J damn near went
what he
crazy.
Did. What he did. He don't love hip hop right now. What he
That's
did.
That's part of the problem. Everybody who goes on and love hip hop has a fucking problem. That's it.
Nah. I can't. That blows my mind, though. Like, you can't blame that on the Kardashians. What
they be driving niggas crazy. I want to know what kind of voodoo spell they got on them that these men be going crazy.
Nah. Well, let's move on. What blows yours, Miss Judy?
What blows mine is when you go out and the next day people hitting your phone and you don't know who the hell they are.
Man, you giving out the number?
No, sometimes my friends do it. Is it that bad? Like, do I need a man that bad?
You got some good friends for the
You
want to
know what's so crazy?
What's so crazy?
You want to know what's so crazy? So last night, this blew mine. I'm in the club. This goes back to something that H said a few weeks ago. When a nigga just can't take the number and keep going, you want to make sure it's the right number. They should have never gave you niggas cell phones.
Jeez.
Why you can't just take the wrong number and keep
just
it moving?
Just take this wrong number and go.
I gave him the right number.
Mm.
Just so he could get out my face. You know, we got the block feature. We don't really care no more.
Right, at this point.
Because of that. And when he called my phone, the number came up under somebody else's name.
Bruh.
So
it was
basically,
a girl?
Yeah, basically, he was like,
jeez,
this is your number. So I was like, yeah. So when he pressed dial, it came up, Shantae something. He was like, this not your blood clot number. I said, yes, it is. I was like, yes, it is. He said, it's coming up somebody else's name. I was like, but call my phone. Do you see your number coming up on my phone? I want to know what was that about. This bitch giving out my number? You don't even know me, ho.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Isn't
that's
that
why he's doing it to you.
Him the wrong number.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Somebody did it to him.
Somebody
and gave
him
your
him
number.
The wrong number, and it,
and
wound
it happened
up
to be
mine.
Yours.
And he wound up trying to holler at me somehow, some way, and got that number.
You know,
and it was just
you know
was
who
like,
that
was,
though.
Weird. Who?
You know who that was? One of your friends you was with right there that night.
No.
He tried to holler at them. They gave him your number and said their name was Shantae.
I don't know, because he had the whole last name and everything. He had the first name and last name. I was like, what the hell? That's my number. Oh, it's not. This is not your number.
I guess he was
what?
Jamaican.
Right here. This is my damn... What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm guessing he was Jamaican.
Yeah, he was Jamaican.
It's not your number.
Yes. For real. But that blew my mind. Just take the number and go. You got to verify and confirm. Yeah, I'm just calling to confirm this is your number.
Sheesh.
Go, just leave.
It's a new day. Just take the number. Go. Yo, callers on the line. Almost last call for alcohol. Just press 1. I know you got something that blows yours, that get under your skin. Stop crying. Stop being scared.
What blows
mine? Let us know. What blows yours? What blows mine, though, is when you're applying for jobs, you know how you apply for a job online and you got the system, you got to upload your resume, and you think, all right, cool, upload your resume, and you click next. Next thing you know, they want you to put the same shit that was just on your resume, they want you to write it out. Employment history.
That's
what's
what
the point
you,
of me uploading your resume, uploading my resume if I got to write this shit out
anyway
at the same time?
Hello, copy and paste.
Look at the resume.
Which, yeah. Copy and paste. Imagine if somebody writes that. When they say, list your duties, go back to the resume.
Refer to resume. Resume.
What?
Refer to
go
resume.
Nigga, go back to the resume.
Refer to resume.
I should do that, nigga.
Look.
They ain't going to call
sex, not today.
Nigga, will I refer to one of the company?
Sex, not today. Sex?
Sex?
Nah, not
hell
today.
Yeah, nigga.
2 weeks ago. Sex, 2 weeks ago.
Sex, that's just good.
Ridiculous.
Oh man, crazy. But no, what you got? Anything?
I don't know, man. I've been
never
good.
Blows not nothing blows yours ever.
You know what blows mine?
What?
Let me tell you, right? I was in a situation. I had a situation the other day. So I'm gonna be hypothetical right now, because, you know, it's the first, people might be listening. I don't want to, you know. So, let's say, you know, I wanted to make some food for. I had a catering company, and I want to make some food for a wedding, right?
Right.
And like, let's say this was Beyonce's wedding, right?
Right.
So I'm like, you know, somebody has a connection to Beyonce, whatever they want to, you know. So somebody wants to refer me to to Beyonce's people, and the person goes, you know, they go to the another person who has that connect and goes, yo, should we refer Vinod to Beyonce's people because she's about to, you know, have a wedding, whatever, whatever. And the person goes, nah, I don't want to, you know, I think this is, we should use this connect for ourselves because, Beyonce is our, you know, our thing. But then, right, so that blows mine. Selfish people blows mine, right? But then, like maybe like a week later, right, another friend tells Beyonce about you, lets her taste your cupcakes and she loves it. So you get the job anyway. But it's just like, damn, you didn't have to be, you know what I'm saying? Like that blows
mine. Yeah, snakes.
But I see that, but that's the reason why I don't really usually have things that blow mine, because even with that, it's like, you know, the blessings still come anyway, so.
Right.
You know.
I mean,
can't complain.
When you know how to bake, that's funny, but, what blows mine, though, this is for a friend. When girls don't know their lane.
Whoa.
And
you're about to try in dangerous territory. I'm warning you right now. Because you say certain things, Hollywood, and you haven't seen my call the show. So I'm just telling you right before you say it, I just want you to think about this.
Think about what you're gonna say.
And understand that the person you're talking about may be listening today. I'm not telling you, grown man, I can't tell you what to do.
No, I know it. Look, but the thing is, it's not about me.
Okay, go ahead. Because, you know, even with the friends thing, sometimes. Go ahead.
This is just a general statement, right? Like, if you do this, don't do this, right? So when girls don't know how to stay in their lane and, like The Rock used to say, know your role and shut your mouth. All right, I'm going to put it like this, because I've seen this this little skit, and it was hilarious, but the shit was so accurate. It was like a State Farm commercial, but it was like a stay in your lane commercial where you don't know, you think you signed up for one package, but you really signed up for another package. So, like, they got the Dash and Smash package, right? And that's the package you signed up for, but you asking questions and hitting up crazy and texting crazy and Instagramming crazy and Snapchatting crazy like you signed up for the relationship package.
Mm-hmm.
But you signed up for the Smash and Dash. And you know
like
that.
You sound like a freaking jerk. But you signed up for the Smash and Dash.
So these are the opinions expressed by Hollywood, and that's reported by the other cast members of the Hollywood Fans show.
No, but I'm just generally speaking. Like, you know, shit is just like casual. Everybody got these things. Miss Judy, you got them. But no, I'm sure.
What?
I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. But look,
man, listen, I know.
Look, y'all probably got those situations where, y'all talking to somebody just like on some like casual, like whatever, nothing really. But they hitting you as if y'all like together, and it's like, bruh, what are you doing?
Yeah, baby.
See, it's a general.
I got a different view on all of that stuff, anyway.
I got somebody on my heels for that. Ridiculous. And he really thinks, you know, we had a little one night stand. I ain't ashamed to say it. I was really drunk. And it's been 3 years already. Brother, give us up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And
so hold on. Judy. He only got it once in 3 years?
Yeah. And he, you know, said something to me the other day. He said, aren't we, like, messing around?
You know what that means.
And I'm looking at him like, no. No. We're not.
Hold on.
It's been 3 years.
Hold on, so it was three. It's been 3 years since y'all had sex.
Basically, yeah.
Jeez.
Nah,
you know what that means?
That means he got mental issues.
No, that means you got that good.
That's a damn thing.
I mean, that's
true.
No, God. I think it's just the guy. I think it's the guy. He just, he been like that for years. He was like that before.
I said Jerome's in the house.
I knew him for a long time, but he was like that before. And he's like, he was
crazy.
Like that. He was crazy before he even got it.
Jeez. And you gave it.
Right? He got me.
So what? Y'all
came up
to the blame too.
You know what? Good
word.
Luck. That's what I said when I left. You know what? You got me. Good luck.
Damn.
And I got up out of there. I flipped that chill button back up.
Yeah.
Out.
Netflix and
Netflix and I'm out of here. Sheesh.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, you know what blows mine? What blows mine is when you meet a guy and the first time he meets you, he wants to basically Netflix and chill. I got my own Netflix and I got my own chill. At the end of the day, I don't need yours. If you want to take me out on the first date, fine. Second date, fine. Then we can
Netflix
and chill.
Netflix and chill, right.
You know? But at the
end
of the day, don't be trying to get me over there the first night. It's just ridiculous. Okay? It's ridiculous.
You.
Don't try to get me over there the first night. And it's annoying. You know, they try to get you. They try to get you.
I
makes no
you.
Sense
I
the way
you.
These guys operate these days. They're
Netflix
cheaper
and chill
and cheaper.
Actually made it kind of easy. Kind of made it the easy way for niggas to be creeped and kind of hide behind it. Like
exactly.
Because a lot of times you're going to probably have a girl that may not be like less than smart, let's just say. And she might just be excited about it, like, oh, my first Netflix and chill opportunity. Let me take
my first Netflix and chill.
What do you wear for a Netflix and chill? What do you wear for a Netflix and chill?
You know what you wear? That the pajama set you got. The onesie.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. But I got two. I got one with the butt out, and I got one with the nigga you ain't touching me.
Whoa.
The zipper all the way up to your neck.
Yes. With the feet. Okay? You ain't even
going
to see
it. Yo, Vanilla, have you seen this onesie pajama thing? It's been floating around online, but it's a onesie.
It's the regular
like, you know,
pajama.
But the back got two buttons, and it flips down. And then
down.
It's just ass out.
And they making it easier for the men, too.
I mean, why can't it be easy for the ladies?
They should market that Netflix and
chill.
Because
who want to be turned around the whole time?
You could stretch.
That's the only way to keep it. But that's the only way to keep
out.
It neat down there.
You could stretch
the
back
around,
part
listen. Yeah, but if you turn around and do it, opposed to laying on your back or the side or on the top, it'll get more messy. He's more focused back there. He could spread
washing machines for that.
But I'm talking about for the night. I'm not talking about...
What the hell?
She's going to take her pajama off. Take Netflix and chilling. Nobody ain't saying nothing about
you, now you got to sleep in
the back.
Now you got to sleep
in clear. Let's be clear. Netflix and chill, for me, I don't even be, and I might be the guy that's gonna sound like contrary to everybody else, but I'm not trying to Netflix and chill with just anybody, right?
So
like
you're saying
they're
automatically staying?
Yeah, you stay. Like if we
well,
Netflix
they all stay
chilling, because at the end of the day, I'm Netflix and chilling with one person. So at the end of the day, she's spending the night, and we're not sleeping with clothes on.
The lie detector
determined. We probably watching a movie. Or we probably watching something. So
Netflix and chill. Stop lying. No, my God.
No, my God.
No,
but
I'm giving him that
lie. So hold on. I'm going to say this. Anybody who, anybody listening who might know of me being false about that, y'all can call into the Hollywood and Friends show. The number is 646-716-5444.
Oh, my God. The line is blowing
stop
up.
It.
Look at this.
Right?
Stop it.
And make sure
stop
you press
it.
One. Make sure you press one so y'all can talk, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, now I'll be Netflix telling me.
Anyway, so the next time a nigga try to come in Netflix and chill with me on my little $8 a month, sitting on my sofa. I'm throwing on that Rosa Parks. Yes, let me see you get hard to this.
Rosa Parks.
Honey.
What are you saying, to get to the back, what you said?
Let me see you get hard to this movie, because at the end of the day, nobody want to watch that. Netflix and chill, we'll be watching scary movie. But she could jump in your lap like the old days, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, come on me, baby. Ooh, come on me closer, Daquan.
Daquan.
I'm just ranting and raving. So tired, I can't take it no more.
Yo. Sheesh. All right, so if you guys have nothing else that blows yours, I'm going to call last call for alcohol for anybody listening. Press 1. Now,
I was going to say something, but I ain't going to do that because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. They might call. They might listen to the show after. I was going to say something, but I ain't going to say.
Take a page from Vinod in my book. Make it hypothetical.
No, I'm not going to do it. This person is very smart. They'll know. And I don't want to do it.
If that's the case, they know right now.
Yeah, well, just know you fucked up and you did something wrong.
Damn.
That's the problem, just, though, when you messing with a radio personality, though. It comes with the territory, right?
Hold on, you said did something wrong or said something wrong?
Did something wrong.
Mm.
Cool. Well, maybe you should say it so he won't do it again.
Right.
I don't know. But,
you gotta be like, I got this friend, right?
No, I'm good. Maybe next week. But Hollywood and Friends.
Yeah, we're about to wrap this thing on up. Yo, real quick before we get out of here, I want to shout out to there's a big concert happening this Tuesday at the Barclays Center, and what blows mine is the fact that I couldn't get tickets, but I might be going because I got some friends. I kind of lucked up because a friend of mine bought tickets for her and another person, and the other person can't go.
Oh, so you're the plan B.
So I'm the plan B. And
this is a sign that you wouldn't mind being a plan B, right?
I don't mind being a plan B because I really wanted to go to the show, and it sold out. Like, I was on that shit. How fiending I was. I was on that shit at 12 o'clock on the dot when the tickets went on sale. Refreshing. And it was not happening.
And you still ain't get it.
Still ain't get through. I really don't know how this works, because then you go on SeatGeek or StubHub and you see all these tickets, and I'm like, bro, how these niggas get through to up the
crazy
price times 4?
They was on it more than you, obviously.
I think it's a conspiracy. I think it depends on where you live.
Obviously, you wasn't on it enough.
Your IP address. Because I never get lucky with that shit. I don't know. But it's this
like,
Tuesday is the title
like
concert.
The radio station.
Right. Be busy. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a big show. The lineup is so crazy. It had Prince on the lineup, but I'm looking at the new lineup, and it looked like they took Prince off. Stacey, I know you probably feel a little better, because she wanted to go too. But now that Prince is not going to be there.
Oh, she probably don't really care that much.
She probably like, all right, forget it then. Nah, but it's still a good lineup. It's Jay-Z, it's Beyonce, it's Usher, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, T.I., Damian Marley, Rick Ross, Meek Mill, Nick
Wait,
Jonas,
you
Fabulous,
Beyonce
Rich Montana.
Jay-Z?
Yeah, it's the title concert.
Wow.
He's celebrating having over 1 million subscribers.
Wow.
Is at the Barclays Center this Tuesday. So, yeah, top of the line. Fab French, Pusha T, Vic Mensa, Travis Scott, and they even got some of the rising acts that's coming up. Justine Skye, some you may be familiar with. Hit-Boy is a big lineup. This shit is better than Made in America, I must say.
Wow.
So, I'm looking forward to
to get
that sounds like
this.
Fun.
Yeah, it should be good. But if you want, you could go on these third party sites. The prices are kind of dropping. SeatGeek, get that joint for the. You might pay a little more, but be in the building. Tidal times 10:20. That's it.
Okay.
Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends. Hollywood and Friends Radio @gmail.com. At Venor Music everywhere.
Everywhere.
At Miss Judy.
Right.
Everywhere. With the double D.
I'm about to change that shit.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
At I Am Hollywood everywhere. Y'all still ain't get Snapchat yet?
Oh, I forgot to tell you I do have it.
I got a Snapchat for you.
Right.
I forgot to
tell
you.
What's your Snapchat?
Yeah. I wasn't excited about it, obviously.
Yeah. I got to show you how to use it. That's the only way you're going to like it.
What is
my
Snapchat? I'm an I think it's Judy Pie.
Judy Pie.
Yeah, you know my last name.
Uh-huh. Okay.
P-I-E. I don't know what my name is.
You just said it.
I think there's numbers behind that.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
All right, so add
I'll
me.
Let you know.
I'm Hollywood NY, and then I add you back. Venor, what's yours?
I think it's Venor Music.
Like, duh.
We're not excited for this.
Yeah.
The only reason... Nah, it's good though. I like it personally better than Instagram. I use it
really?
More than Instagram now. Yeah, it's because it's like a lot of the random shit you see a lot. Even though some people blow mine on that too, when they do like, some people just be talking and all of their snaps, and it's kind of like, I guess it's their time to vent,
all right.
And they be having like 400 seconds of snaps. Nah, I ain't with it.
I think it's
better. I like it. It's good.
All
right,
okay.
Cool. So, yeah, that's it, though. We about here. Yo, you added the NY at the end of that, right?
Yeah, it came up. It just popped up. You need to relax.
Cause I don't see it. You probably added the guy that stole my name.
I am Hollywood, New York. I am Hollywood. NY, I am Hollywood, New York. Is that how you spell it?
Yeah, you just left out mad letters. Oh, man. Yo, at Hampton Blue, BLU, though, no E, A, where. And we out of here, though. See y'all next
week.
We
out.
Deuces.
Later.
Track, but I doubt it. This love train got rerouted.